This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Almy, good to have you here with us. Alice is CMB and Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage, and she is here with this week's legislative update. And I can't wait for you to talk about what you guys at Union Home are sponsoring now. It's so cool. Go ahead.
We are very excited to be a key sponsor at the Professional Bull Riders, the PBR events, and we're just so excited for this partnership. It really is a great venue. It's a great family event. So, you know, those of you who are not familiar with bull riding, go check it out. You can do pbr.com, and there's all kinds of great stuff. And you know this, being in Texas now, Dave, rodeos are a blast. And, you know, I was a vegetarian for 11 years, so I don't worry about the animals and all that. We did all the research, everything, all the animals are treated well. You know, they're like rock stars. And so anyway, we're very excited and looking forward to hosting lots of events related to it.
And that's so fun. I got to give a shout out to Bryce Foster, who's one of our regular listeners. He is Vice President of the Mortgage Division at First United Bank in Lubbock. And that's what his kids do is rodeo. You see any of his Facebook posts, it's bull riding, roping, everything else in the world. It's so much fun. So Bryce, you'll get some extra attention from Bryce on that one. Anyway, so what's he got for us this week on the legislative update?
Well, first of all, I'll give you a little history that goes with today. Since it is Martin Luther King Day, I thought it would be appropriate for everyone to know what happened with that, right? So we have that July 2nd of 1964 is actually when the Civil Rights Act of 64 was signed. Now, this was significantly different than the first Civil Rights Act in 1957. The first one that was passed was actually intentionally removed to ensure that the Justice Department would be able to enforce the Brown versus the Board of Education decision. So that meant that there wasn't a lot of teeth in the Civil Rights Act for segregation at schools and in other public forums. So that was one of the key things that needed to get put into law and was done in 64. That's good. Yeah. So Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech was August 28th. Now, Kennedy had been assassinated just before that. Kennedy was a big advocate for this Civil Rights Act, for this change. And, of course, it started with Eisenhower to make this change, then Kennedy, and then since with Kennedy's assassination, it was actually President Johnson who actually signed it. So Martin Luther King was a big driver, as well as many other civil rights leaders, to ensure that key component was added. So a little history lesson for everybody today on that really still doesn't feel like that long ago, and we still have a lot of work to do. So
we do.
In any case, it's always good to pay attention. So a couple of other bills that actually did get signed. So H.R. 3621, the Student Borrower Credit Improvement Act. This one is really interesting. It was introduced over the summer, but the House Majority Leader, who is, by the way, who those who don't know, is Steny Hoyer out of Maryland, he has indicated that this bill may be considered this week. And what this would do is take student loans off of credit reports when they're delinquent and defaulted. So you can imagine how that impacts how we qualify borrowers today. When they are in default, then, you know, I think it's a leg up, and it'll be interesting to see where this goes. So we'll see if it gets passed. Its odds of passing seem okay right now. Another House bill passed on the 13th that'll require prudential regulators to report semi-annually. Now, they're already called up to Congress to report regularly, but this is trying to set a framework for when they would have to report and what they would have to report. So this is the FDIC, the Fed, the Board of Governors, Federal Reserve, and then the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. So those three regulators, not doesn't include the CFPB. And then my favorite bill that got passed also on the 13th, so they were doing a little bit of work last week, was Senate Bill 457, to create a President George H.W. Bush and First Lady Barbara Bush commemorative $1 coin. So I'm watching that one closely because I think that would be cool. So we'll hopefully see that one pass the Senate. So back to you, Dave.
We got bull riding and coin minting going into your segment today. So good job. Appreciate it so much. Alice, thank you so much. And again, thank you for
being
here for over 10 years. Appreciate it. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors as we exit the program: Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, as well as Ainsworth Advisors, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Celebrity Home Loans, as well as Velma, Vidyard, VendorSurf, and AI Assist. Of course, always thank you to Alice, Andy, Joe, and Alan for their contributions. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.